This morning's gospel, Jesus uses a very simple image for us, that of a light, a lamp. And he instructs us, his disciples, what to do with the lamp. He says, don't hide it under a basket or underneath a bed, but rather put it on a lampstand so that it may bear some fruit and people may use that light as they enter into a room. Lamp, lampstand, light. That's what he's doing. Who's the light? Well, we have to look back at the parable just before this to see who Jesus is talking about. In Luke's gospel, right before this parable, he says, here's who I'm talking about. Those who hear the word, hold fast to it with an honest and good heart, and bring forth fruit with patience. He's instructing this parable to those of us who are hearing his word and who are trying to bear fruit patiently. That's us. We just heard his word. We're the lamp. We're the light. Jesus is saying, don't hide it. I think we're all deeply aware of the negativity that's present in so much today. Whether it's the news or whether it's the conversations we have with each other. Think how many conversations we have are centered around negativity and pointing out flaws, whether it's nationally or locally or familially, if that's even a word. We're always about pointing out flaws and being negative. Is that a response to the gospel? Are we being lights? Am I being a light? Jesus wants us, needs us, instructs us, demands us to be lights. When people walk away from conversations and encounters with us, are they encouraged or discouraged? Are they enlivened or saddened? Mother Teresa was famous for saying, whenever you have a conversation with someone, never let them leave less happy than when they first encountered you. Let's be highly intentional today at being lights, at being sources of encouragement, of happiness, not of pessimism or negativity. We have enough of that. Jesus doesn't need any more. Let's be sources of light.